Hello, this is Michael Fanning, and I'm the host of the Windermere Coaching Minute. This is our quick form podcast where we'll talk to Windermere agents who bring creative ideas, power strategies, and successful routines to light. In each episode, we'll talk to real estate professionals to learn what they have done that have allowed them to be better than they were yesterday. Please enjoy our podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning. I am the host of the Windermere Coaching Minutes podcast. And I also have with me today Nick Hansen, who is one of our other coaches and owners of the Windermere Coaching Company. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on here, Michael.
You bet. Well, today, folks, it's a special treat. We have quite a few people on our podcast today. We've got David Hogan. We've got Jason Shutt. We've got Gina Weigum. We've got Lisa McNally. We've got Zanna. And Zanna, always help me with this, the pronunciation of your last name.
It's Grandinetti.
Grandinetti. I want to always say it right. And we have Zanna Grandinetti, and we have Christopher Rigby with us. And we also have Kyle Fox is not with us, but he did send in some information that I'll go over with Kyle about Kyle Fox. But the reason why these folks are with us today is because in the market that we're in right now that we're facing, they're doing phenomenally well. And often we will hear people say, wow, the market's really tough, or there's no business to be had, or look at the interest rates. And these individuals have been able to persevere and do phenomenally well. And so we thought it would be interesting, not interesting, but insightful to kind of get their take on how they're doing this. And so what I'd like to do is just kind of have them introduce themselves a little bit to each one of you about, you know, where they're operating right now, how long they've been in the business. And then we're going to go through basically three questions and get some real good insight as to what they've been doing that's allowed them to have this success. And so, David, I just start off with you. Just kind of tell us who you are and where you operate and how long you've been in the business.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm David Hogan, and I am in the Seattle Bellevue market. So we work a lot of northeast Seattle, and then kind of across the bridge into the, you know, what's called the east side here. And so pretty big swath. We don't go super far north or south, but pretty much stay in the middle. And I started in sales in 2011. So it's been about 12 years.
About 12 years. And I will say that I have worked with you, and great stuff, great business. And I know your clients love you. So that's awesome. Hey, Jason, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, my name is Jason Shutt. I'm a broker on Bainbridge Island near Seattle. I've been on the island for 17 years, but I started out here as a middle school science teacher for a long time. But I got my real estate license about 10 years ago and made the career transition, and I'm now operating in, you know, a small town, kind of a fishbowl of a niche real estate market.
And have they turned the ferry back on?
You know, I hear stories, you know, good stories, bad stories. I'm one of the lucky ones that doesn't really have to leave the island very long, right, or very often, rather. So I don't know.
All right. Hey, Gina, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Gina Weigum. I work alongside David, actually, in the Bellevue, Seattle area. I've been in the business with Windermere for about, 2015, whatever that is. Before that, I did some developing and investing, and then kind of in corporate marketing.
Now, do you and David compete with each other? Are you guys competitive?
Just for fun.
Michael, can I answer that?
Go ahead.
They are very competitive, but they don't compete against each other.
There you go. That's
very often. Have you? Not. They are competitive.
We haven't gone after the same client yet.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
That's awesome. I love it. All right. Hey, Lisa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi there. So I'm Lisa McNally, previously Lisa Peterson, and I am out of the Maple Valley Four Corners office. I've been doing real estate for almost 6 years now. And I live down in Pierce County, down in Graham. So I tend to, most of my business is kind of in between my home and my office, so kind of corridor there where I commute, well, west side of I-5 or east side of I-5. That's pretty much where I work out of.
That's great. Thanks for sharing. Zanna, how about you?
All right. So my name's Zanna Grandinetti, and I am from the Tri-Cities area of Washington. So Pasco, Kennewick, Richland. And before getting into real estate, I was a teacher, and I stopped doing that full time about 5 years ago. And I've been on this path since then.
Been on the path since then and doing very, very well from what I hear from Debbie. Yes. And then Christopher Rigby, tell us about yourself.
Hi there, Christopher Rigby. I live in Mukilteo, but that's where most of my business is out of. But my license is at the Everett South office. I've been doing this since 2012, about 8 years with Windermere. I was with a smaller brokerage before this, and then 15 years with Nordstrom prior to this.
And you're a fellow cold plunger too.
I am.
And then we have Kyle Fox isn't with us today. He actually had he's having twins, and he had to go to a doctor's appointment, so he apologizes. But Kyle Fox is a very successful agent down in the Kent office, and he's answered some of the questions too. So I'll bring some of those questions to light as well. And he coaches with us as well. So all of you are here today because you are part of the Windermere coaching platform, and you all have been coaching with us for some time. And so what I'd like to do is let's do the reverse order. And Christopher, we're going to start with you. And so let me just ask this question. So if you could pick one or two things that you feel that has really helped you generate business and keep you on track to hit your goals for 2023, and feel free if you want to share goals or numbers, that's perfectly okay. What would you say the key thing for you has been that's helped you kind of stay on track as we've had kind of this market that's been a little bit different?
I think we set off or began our year, and it was, you always set your goals and you plan your goals. And, this year, the biggest thing I focused on is just consistency. And that's consistency in tracking numbers, consistency in personal growth, working out, maintaining customer relationships, maintaining continuous improvement. And that's created a stable platform or foundation, as you will, to implement other new ideas off of that.
Yeah. And I would say that your consistency has been pretty much off the charts. I think you have a pretty rigid routine and program. And let's face it, it's allowed you to really capitalize on that area of Harbor Points where you were. I think each week we were talking, you were having either a new listing or a new buyer consistently.
Correct. Yep. It's been, my signs have consistently been on the boulevard throughout Harbor Point. So I think that consistency has paid off. If there's every weekend, there's people are seeing my open house signs on the boulevard. And so that's just led to, more and more business. So each listing has turned into like two or three pieces of business. And that's kind of been the goal, is every transaction is going to, I'm not looking, that transaction's great. I'm looking to get one or two other pieces of business off of that transaction.
Right.
So I've created like a spider web to kind of see where all my deals came from. And it's crazy because they're all connected to like one that started in my neighborhood at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. So for the listeners, Christopher's not starting and stopping. He has a pretty consistent process that he sticks with on a continual basis. And we check in on that throughout the month. And he continually is doing that with some really good work-life balance. Then how about you? What if you could pick one or two things, what do you feel that's really helped you to generate business this year?
The two things that I would say is the first one is focusing on mindset and taking time every single day to really make sure that I'm showing up in the right frame of mind. And I think part of that is we all go through difficult times in life and have our ups and downs, and honestly, this last year, I've had a lot of difficult things kind of thrown my way with my family, and taking that time every single day to just, say my gratitudes, have some positive readings, even listening on TikTok to, Michael's, your morning warmups, things like that. There's lots of different ways to just kind of infuse mindset throughout the day. So I think that is the most important thing. The second thing is maximizing the number of touches for all the events that I have planned. So I think it started, I kind of realized this and realized there was a better way to do this when I was on the Ninja Path call. Must have been last year around this time. And they were talking about the Pi event and how you could take one event and have six touches to your clients for that. And mm-hmm. I have taken that for every single thing that we do this year. And for me, it helps, you know, to make my phone calls, to have a reason that I'm calling.
Right.
So, you know, just finding whatever it is, if I'm sending out a postcard, you know, how else can I make a touch with my clients based on that, and just maximizing that.
I love that. And you bring up a great point. I think that a lot of people say, well, you guys are doing so well because you don't have difficulties. And I love the fact that, you know, life is about ups and downs. We have peaks and valleys and all of us go through them. And it's how we persevere with our mindset that keeps us there. So that's great. And then increasing your touches, your touch points. So those are two great things. Lisa, how about you? What do you think a couple of things are for you that's really kept you to generate your business?
Yeah, I think the two main things for me was last year, I actually got really consistent with my marketing and really got good at staying in flow with everybody. And I kept that going all through last year and then kept it going this year too. So a lot of my business this year have been people that I've actually been either knowingly or unknowingly nurturing for a year or more. And then it finally came to fruition this year. And so that really helped, just being consistent with that. And then the other thing was, for me at the beginning of the year, I could see, you know, a lot of the agents around me that I worked with were starting to get worried about what was going to happen with the market and if things were shifting or if we were going to, business was going to slow down this year. And a lot of them were kind of stalling out because of that. And so I decided that that would be the perfect time to go even harder and do even more. So at the first quarter, I really upped my activities because I was really slow. I only had one sale in the first quarter. And so during all that slow time, I was just doing an insane amount of activities. I was doing, you know, a dozen real estate reviews a week. I was doing open houses every weekend. And so I did all these things and leveraged everything I could to really just go as hard as I could to build up the business for the rest of the year. And so that's what really helped me.
Yeah, I love that. I think, you know, sometimes when things get difficult, we dial it back. And what I'm hearing you saying, when things got difficult, you dial it up. Yeah, and you increase it. I love it. I heard the other day, cheap is expensive and expensive is cheap. And I think what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of times we say, oh, I'm not going to spend the money because things are hard, so I'm going to cut back. And what we do is we lose that ability to stay in flow with our clients versus, no, you know what, I'm going to up my activities and I'm going to do a better job. So I love that. That's great.
Michael, I was, the other thing that Lisa said that I think is really important, a quick reminder is, I have a term called eliminate the noise. And that I think when other agents are struggling, there's always excuses and this and that. It's like, if I can just shut that out and go down my own path and stay positive with that and even double the amount of focus, that's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
And it would have been really easy for me in that first quarter because I had so much going on. We bought a house spontaneously. We had to get our house ready to sell spontaneously. We got married. We were doing all these different things. And so it would have been really easy for me to, you know, kind of take a step back and spend less money. But I decided to bet on myself instead and do more marketing and do more activities and just go for it.
I love that. Gina, how about you? What would you say a couple things are that you've done that have really helped?
Well, of course, you know, my coach, who happens to be on the call too. So I think Nick's helped me tremendously, you know, kind of staying focused. I may be a little distracted here and there. And when I grow up, I'm going to be really organized. That's my goal. I also, I think, you know, kind of staying in touch with my current clients, past clients, and then kind of, you know, my future clients. Everyone's really a future client. And just kind of staying in touch. I have done some really fun client parties and when things are, you know, quieter, when the market, you know, when we're not as busy, different times of the year, and that's when I focus on, you know, getting groups together, you know, trying to have, you know, coffee, lunches, even make my phone calls, although Nick might disagree with that, but I am working on my phone calls. And the other thing I think I've done just to keep my business going is to be proactive. When I look at, you know, new listings that come up, I am envisioning like, who might this house work for? And I do a lot with investors, and I'm able to kind of really show numbers. So I don't just present the house, but I present like, you know, before, after, here's what it's going to cost to fix up. Here's what it's going to cost to put back on the market, and just show the whole, you know, the whole package. And that has really helped me when maybe that it might be a little quieter in the market. It's just really be proactive. And I think even if the house isn't the right one for that person, it gets them, you know, looking again or thinking about it. And I've been able to sell houses to people just based on one person told me that about a fireplace from her childhood. And I saw a house and I go, this reminded me of you. I didn't even say anything. I just sent her the house. I go, this fireplace reminded me of your childhood that you described. And they ended up buying that house and they weren't looking. So I feel like that's, you know, something that I do that's kept me, you know, busy and my numbers. Well,
and what it sounds like too is really paying attention to detail, paying attention to your clients' whys, and then also providing great value in terms of understanding the data and the reason why this might be the best fit for them, and being able to articulate that. I think that in the past we had some real estate agents that were just making money in spite of their abilities. And I know this to be the case, that in times of when things are uncertain, clients are going to migrate towards quality. And I think being able to add value and being able to listen and understand clients really, really well and know them well is key to that long-standing relationship. So that's great. That's terrific.
Michael, I was just going to add, Gina is not a wake up in the morning and I can't wait to call my people. But if you look, she's not that. But here's the key is, if you heard what she said, she goes, I've had a lot of fun parties or a lot of fun events. But if you look at the number of people that she's touched face to face since January 1, it's pretty off the charts. But that's what's fun for her. And right. So she's found a way to still make those contacts.
Yeah, we did a podcast where she talked about her great parties. So that was a good podcast. You might want to go back and listen to it. Jason, how about you? Tell us what are some things that are really working for you?
Well, I think it goes back to the very beginning. I'm lucky that I worked with or have been working with a marketing guy, a real estate national marketing guy since the beginning. And he in the beginning said, you know, you have to have a brand, you know, you have to have a story and a presence. And I had never heard of a SWOT analysis, but I did one. And it was, you know, carve out your niche, right? The riches are in the niches. And so for me, I think the advice is learn who you are. What is your value add, your specific service model that is different and stands out? And then be, you know, I love so many of the ninja sayings, but like being on purpose and not being on accident. You know, you can't be a secret, you know, you can't be a secret agent. And so for me, you know, I have a newsletter and a web presence just with a market report. And my, you know, someone yesterday said, gosh, you know, I hear everybody's so negative about the market, but I read your thing on Saturday and it's just positive and upbeat. And I want to open it because it isn't that black cloud opinion that I'm getting everywhere else. And so just having, you know, I'm taking advantage of a small town where everybody knows five realtors, but, you know, it's one degree of separation with everybody on Bainbridge. And so my name now is known well enough that just having that presence is something that gets talked about in a positive way. And then like was said before, you know, that business creates more business. And when you're out there and people see that, they want to, you know, migrate to the person who's doing business.
Yeah. Well, and I love what I heard you say is really controlling the narrative. I think in a sea of negativity, if you can be the beacon of hope and you do that on a consistent basis, you know, people gravitate towards that. You know, I want to, oh my gosh, there is opportunity. There is something that I could do. Let's learn more about that. And I think that's a big one. And then also establishing your name with consistency in your branding. And I've heard other people, you know, that talk about the marketing that you do and the newsletter that you do that's really based in a lot of great data. I think that's another piece as well, that you're really telling a story based on the real life story of what's happening versus just pontificating on, you know, hey, I think it's a good market, or, Yep, that type of thing. So that's great. And I think what I see too is a lot of agents don't do that because they don't want to put the time and energy into it. But you know, when you do things like that, the payoff is huge. So well done. David, tell us a little bit about you, about your two things.
We're kind of leaning into people who have just used us and kind of what our post closing follow-up, that's kind of what we call it, what that looks like. We've got that really, really, really dialed in. And then kind of leaning into people that could use us or have used us previously, but aren't currently. And that's more through social than other avenues. We have traditional print and email correspondence, but we've tried to up our game on social. So a combination of what happens right after transaction and for that year following the transaction, and then just what happens ongoing after that.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I've really loving your social media pieces that you're putting out where you're being really genuine and authentic.
You know, thanks. It's not my forte. It gets easier as you do it. And I'm not all about it. I wasn't originally, but it does become easier. And I work with a company that helps produce the content, but I have to provide it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
it's a lot of work, but it for me, it all comes down to education. So I was not a teacher, but I think I probably could have been possibly. And like that makes me feel like if I'm helping somebody learn about something, then it makes it easier for me to do it.
Yep.
And it's just on a platform that I wasn't using previously. It's all the same stuff. It's just presented quite differently.
No, I love it. I love it. In fact, I got this article the other day from Matthew Farrar. If you guys aren't familiar with him, he's a speaker for Leading RE, but he does a thing on Facebook called Good News Fridays. But he was talking about this, and this it made me think of you, David. He said, I don't need a content strategy. I just need to have something helpful to say. I don't need a marketing plan. I just remain present in my people's lives. I don't need lead generation budget. Just invest the time to be there. And I don't need to go viral. I just become someone of value. And I think that when I'm looking at your videos that you're doing in social media, you're just talking and telling a story about challenges that everybody's facing, and you're giving solutions. And so that resonates with people. Kind of going back to kind of what Jason was saying, you know, hey, controlling a narrative, but you're doing it in a social media strategy. So I think that's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well done. Yeah.
Thanks.
And I'm just going to read this. This was sent in from Kyle Fox. Again, he couldn't be with us, but he said, I've put a heavy focus on into cleaning up my database and specifically making sure all of my buyers are subscribed to Homebot, which seems to be a leading to a lot of listings for him. I've made sure to double down on my real estate conversations. I think a lot of people really want to buy and sell right now, but need to feel reassured that they're making the right decision with the current dynamics of the market. Lastly, as simple as this may be, the Ninja Planner has 100% been one of my big things that has moved the needle for me in the last year or so. My life has been hectic maintaining a high volume of business and having newborn twins. He didn't know he was going to have twins. And then he's like, oh my gosh, now I'm going to have two. The Ninja Planner is an absolute game changer for me. So he's really relying heavily on his time blocking strategies through his Ninja Planner. And that seems to be really helping him. All right. Hey, David, we're going to come right back to you on this next question. And Nick, anything you want to add before we go to the question two?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so here we go. So all of you coach with us through Winnenberg Coaching, and I want to say, hey, thank you. We are grateful for you being here with us. And Nick, I think real quickly, I think one thing to say is the reason why everybody's here, and Nick, you can speak to this, is because of how they're outperforming the market. You just want to, before we dive into this piece, just kind of explain that.
You know, when a lot of people ask why do we coach and what are our markers on what we try to do, is number one, we coach because we love helping change people's lives. I mean, that's one of the things, and that you can have an amazing real estate business and at the same time have an amazing life. And I think these people on here are great examples of that. The other thing we look at is results. I mean, we want results. That's our expectation. And one of the markers we look at is outperforming the market. And I think everyone on here has significantly done that. Whether markets go up or down, we look at outperforming the market. So what does that mean? So if the market is down 20% and the agent is doing exactly what they did last year, they're outperforming the market by 20%. So that's one of our strategies. And what I'll say, these are some of the best of the best, but overall our results so far this year are going to be quite good by the time we get to the end of the year. So yep. I go back to this. This is a lesson Larry Kindle told me when I got into real estate. He's like, Nick, when markets get a little bit tough, which it's hard for me to say that this is a tough market. This is a market, you know, we just got done with 3 years of craziness. But he goes, when markets get tough, that's when the best of the best agents and the best companies gain market share. Yeah. And I think this is a great example of agents that are out there being super active and they're gaining market share.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. And dominating, which is really fun to see. I love on the coaching calls when they go, oh my gosh, I had another great call today. I got another listing today and worked with a buyer, you know, and then you have other people saying there's nothing happening. Like, well, it is.
You know, I'm going to say one other thing. I'm going to speak because this group is on here because we asked them to be on here. They don't think they're any different than anyone else. and we're sort of putting them in an uncomfortable situation, but I love hearing their stories. I truly do. So I appreciate each of you on here sharing, because I do think each of you want to give back and you're wide open. You'll share anything to give back. So I'm grateful for that.
Yep. All right, David. So what were a few things that Nick helped you with? You coached with Nick, a few things that helped you to stay on course for this year.
Yeah. One's kind of a Nick thing and one's kind of a you thing, I guess. One, the scorecard is the Nick thing, because we all know he's big on his scorecards, but yep. It was rethinking it to actually, you know, make it a productive scorecard and challenge me enough, but also not frustrate me enough. And I think that's an important balance in this, because you can have a scorecard and get 100 every time and it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Or you can get 25 every time and that's frustrating. So to find that balance, I think, was good in a way that kind of leaned into, again, how are we taking care of people who we just helped, because we really upped our game on that. And then taking care of people who we helped 5 years ago or never worked with us. So that, you know, when you look at where our business came from, it's very, very consistent and it's sphere or sphere related. And that, right. So everything we do, we just kind of leaned into that. And that was really helpful. And just speaking on track, turning it in, like, super basic, but yep. You know, we went a while, I didn't turn it in, didn't need to, was busy, whatever. And then you get slower. So I'd say back to basics on that. And then obviously you've been very helpful on the mindset piece, but I have found my mornings. I was not a morning person. I have become one because I am so much more productive when I have that block of time in the morning. And that's when I, you know, whatever it is for somebody, whether it's gratitude or you're listening to something or you're working out, I don't think there's a set system. Yeah. I really don't. And mine changes a little bit. Sometimes it's really workout heavy. Sometimes it's really mindset heavy. It depends on what I need. But like, kind of like Lisa, we bought a house in the beginning of the year. We were stressed. It turns out what we help people through is very stressful. And when you're doing it yourself, you learn something.
Right. Exactly.
So we bought a house, we sold a house, and my mind was not super good. And it just, I had to get out of that.
Yep.
Punk, and you can do it. It takes some time, but you can totally do it. And yep. So those two things from you guys, or coaching, you know, the big coaching word was super helpful.
Great. Yeah. Just redirecting kind of where you were allowing your thoughts to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then keeping on track with the scorecard. Jason, how about you? What are some things that, and you coach with Nick, what are some things that have been helpful?
Yeah, I'll maybe take the same approach as David did and say from Michael as the face of the coaching, the morning is big. And I think for me, I can tell, like, the mornings that I go for a run, even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes around the sidewalk in my neighborhood, it's like mm-hmm. the rest of the day, just my body and my mind, it's everything just feels different. So it's as much as I hate running, I love that feeling. And so just knowing, and it's on my scorecard that, you yep. know, there's family time and exercise, and it's on there because it's worth it, not just for my health, but for, you know, the business too. So, but then, you know, Nick has helped me understand, you know, that we have to run our business like a business. Otherwise our business runs us if we don't run it.
Right.
And what I've realized in retrospect is I think teachers are entrepreneurs, but they like the safety of that paycheck every month. But mm-hmm. you know, you're given a classroom and it's like, go and do it your way. Well, we're doing that ourselves, but without, you know, we could just get lost in the weeds if we didn't have routine.
The structure.
And so, you know, the scorecard helps us prioritize that, where my, you know, like I think it was Christopher said, you know, knowing where to build or where to grow the business and improve. A few of my line items are growing that. But I think just the you know, like understanding the value of time, like the pie time, right? Not every hour is used the same, and knowing your dollar per hour. And for me, that was such an epiphany of, you know, if you don't have an assistant, you are your own. And so even this year where I have had more time on my hands, I have really been focusing on finding the right people, because I just don't like going back to those $30, $40 an hour jobs, because I know I can be investing my time differently by having that person in place. And so I think that accountability of building a business more than just like waiting for business to come to me is a mindset that I just can't imagine how I was doing business beforehand.
Right. And I love two things I just take away from that is one is what's uncomfortable today becomes comfortable tomorrow. So even though maybe you don't like to run, after you're done running, it feels great. And the other one is being proactive as opposed to reactionary. And that means having a process. What is it that James Clear says? If you want to optimize, you got to standardize, you know? And so what's your business operating procedure that you're doing on a consistent basis? And I think that that's a great thing. Sometimes coaching just says, hey, here's some structure. Let's try to see if we can make this happen. That's terrific. Gina, how about you? And you coach with Nick. What are a few things, man? Nick, you got a lot of you got a lot of clients on this call. Gina, what?
you know, I think the biggest thing that Nick has done for me is really helped me with confidence. I think at times I might have doubted my, you know, why I'm where I am and think, well, the market's good, everyone's here. But the more I've worked with him, the more I realize, you know, that I'm doing something right. I do know what I'm doing. And even though I'm always looking for more knowledge so that I can help my clients, I never feel like I know enough. Nick's helped me realize that I actually do know enough to help my clients and enough to build my business. And so I think that is the biggest thing for me is the confidence to know there is a reason why I'm where I am, I guess, and building my business.
Well, and I've interacted with you a few times through the podcast and getting to know you at our events. And I will say one thing I really noticed about you is you are amazingly humble. I think that you are, there's way more power than that you have, but it's amazing when I talk to you, you're just very humble and you also very giving and a great listener. So I think that has a huge impact on your business, right? And how you show up and what you do. I mean, I was always told never be the smartest person in the room and always learn from somebody. And I really get that vibe when I talk to you. So I think that's a big piece as well. You know, we run into a lot of egos in this business and, you know, I think the fact that how you show up is a huge indicator of who you are. And I think people feel that. So it's a really great energy.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Lisa, how about you? And now Lisa coaches with Stevie. So she's been coaching with Stevie. So Nick, not one of your clients. We got a different one here. Lisa, tell us a little about what have you been getting from your coaching?
I've been coaching with Stevie for about a year and a half now, and she is fantastic. I do love her. And there's a couple things. I mean, she helps me with a lot of things, but I think the main things are the number one thing. She always challenges me to do better, and I love that about her. So, you know, if I am having a moment where I'm struggling, she will kind of challenge me to up my game and get back into the flow of things. But even when I'm doing really great and I'm, you know, being really consistent with stuff, then she'll challenge me to do even better and be an even better agent and come up with new things to do. And that woman got me out door knocking this year in the first quarter right. to leverage my listings, which I never thought in a million years I would do because I'm very introverted, but she challenged me. She got me out there door knocking, and it's been great for my business. It's been really good, and I've gotten to the point now where it's much easier to do than it was the first time around. But she's always looking for new ways to kind of challenge me to get better and do more and do better. And if I'm having a morning, you know, where I've got an activity I need to go do and I know I need to do it, but I can feel myself trying to find the excuses of maybe I don't need to go do that today. You know, maybe I can do it tomorrow, or trying to find a way out of it. All I have to do is just give her a call and, hey, I need some tough love. And she's like, what are you doing? Like, I have to go do this today, but I don't want to. She's like, screw it, get out there. You don't have a choice. You have to. It should be really tough with me, which is good. That's what I need. And so I get up. I'm like, yep, that's what I need to hear. Thank you. And then I get my ass out the door and I go. And yeah. So that's been super helpful. And when I do run into, you know, maybe there's something new I want to implement into my business or my marketing, or I have an idea I need to flesh out, she's great for that. I'll bounce ideas off of her all the time. And she'll kind of give me constructive ways to implement new things that really work with me and the way I like to run my business, and work with the whole ninja selling plan too. So I love having that, just someone to bounce ideas off with, kind of a outside party that knows how I like to do things and can give me good constructive ideas.
Yeah. And I think you bring up a good point. I mean, I think sometimes it's easy for us to make excuses and talk ourselves out of things, where a coach will say, hey, you know what? I know you're thinking this way, but let's go do it. Yeah. I always like to say to my clients, hey, you know what the best news is? You're going to be just fine. So let's go give it a shot and let's learn from it and see how we do. So I love that she pushes you in that nature. You know, that's what coaches do. Coaches want you to realize the true person that you can become, you know, and help you see that. So that's great. Zana, how about you? And you coach with Debbie.
I do. And I love Debbie and I am so thankful for her. I swear from the minute that I say hello, when I'm talking to her, she can read everything that's going on and knows exactly what I need. So I think the first thing is being accountable. That's something that helps me. And as much as I hate to say this, but paying for coaching kind of makes me realize that if I'm going to put the money there and I'm investing in myself, that I'm going to maximize the value of it.
Right.
And it makes me actually really do the things. You know, it would be easy to say, oh yeah, I did my affirmations or whatever. But to actually be putting the money there and investing in it, it really motivates me to do them. Also, Debbie has the right balance of knowing how to push me to keep going and challenging me every single time to, you know, whether it's doing another client event or I think the biggest one that is finding work-life balance. And she, you know, I, on my life list and everything is a bunch of places to travel to. And Debbie is helping me, you know, when's my next trip? When is it booked? And actually getting that done and doing things. So I'm just thankful for her, and coaching is well worth every dollar you spend on it.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love the fact that helping you realize, hey, it's not just about business, but it's also about life. And let's make sure as we're going through this, you're making room for both. And I think Nick said that at the beginning, you know, our goal in coaching is helping people have work-life balance, because a lot of people don't always have that. And when things get difficult, they, you know, business can burn them out. So I love that she helps you do that. Hey, Christopher, there we go. Now I got a client that's going to talk. Christopher, tell me, what are a few things that you've taken away from coaching?
I think the foremost thing that, I look forward to our calls. I think I said at the beginning of the year, I think you came and talked, you did like our office presentation. I'm like, man, it's just like infectious positivity. And if you can relate that to your the clients or the people that you're talking to, that that reassures them. You know, I'm not sure who it was, if it was Nick that said that, but that, you know, instead of being that negative outlook that everybody's seeing in the marketplace, that is, it translates to your business. And you know, I think we're the product of the five people that we hang around,
right?
And part of the other reason why I got into coaching and why I do the coaching is I'm like, okay, well, I know Michael's connected at a very high level. He is talking to very high level other people. So if I can, you know, get some of that into my business and the ideas and the things that they're implementing and doing, and I can take those and put those into my business, then great. And it hasn't necessarily always just been business. It's personal. It's like, you know, doing cold plunging. And today, like, if I sound a little bit nervous, it's because I'm doing my first fasting day. So I can't eat anything till 12 o'clock. And I'm like, I had a coffee and my hands are kind of shaking. So I'm getting into that. But I, you know, it's being, having the ability to implement new ideas, whether or not, you know, how's that going to affect my business? I just don't even ask. I just do it. And so that's the biggest thing for me, though, is the positivity. I think, if I have a positive outlook on the way things are going or where they're, where, what's happening, it doesn't really matter what's going on in the rest of the world. Cause in the reality is there's still all these other transactions happening in the marketplace, and I'm not focusing on the ones that aren't happening. I'm going after the ones that I know that I can control and get, bring into my realm.
Yep. Well, and I would say too, Christopher, just my two cents on that is the one thing I love about our calls is that you, you're not an excuse maker. I don't think I've ever heard you make an excuse. I think you go, okay, let me give that a shot and see if it works. And what I love is you will pivot on a dime. You'll say, you know what, it didn't work, but I'm going to try this now. And you just keep moving forward. And I think that's the big thing is, you know, you're never taking two steps back. You always seem to be taking two steps forward. And even if there's something that sets you back, like, oh, we figured it out, we made it work. You never seem stuck. You always seem to have a solution. And so it's a pleasure to coach you because I know that I can throw things at you that you're going to take and go, okay, I'm going to run with this and figure it out. And we'll have another call and you'll figure it out. And I think that that's one of the biggest challenges I see some agents do is they get in their own way. And you don't get in your own way. You have this ability to move forward. So thank you for doing that and sharing that. Okay. So the last thing we're going to wrap with is, I'm sorry. I got to read Kyle. Let me just read Kyle's real quick. What he said, and he worked with Doug Simcox. So he coaches with Doug. He says, working with Doug when we were coaching has helped me so many ways. I don't necessarily think we have made any major changes to my business, but just keeping me accountable to a few of the basics are what's most important to me. Following the Ninja 9, committing to the Ninja Planner, perfecting the whiteboard and visiting it daily has helped me transition my business from more of a transactional chase to what Doug calls the evergreen business. In the end, I can get my own head quite a bit, and Doug helps me stay centered and focused on my fundamentals. I also really enjoy and appreciate his approach to work-life balance. I like that our talks aren't 100% real estate driven, but in the end, if my personal and home life are balanced, my real estate business thrives. And I think we've heard that kind of across the board. That's a common theme with all of you. All right, Christopher, I'm going to come back to you. Tell us one piece of advice that you'd give to the listeners today. Just one thing that maybe say, hey, this is something that is great. And then tell us the best way for them to contact you when you wrap that up.
I would say the most impactful thing is just concentrating on like crafting a well-balanced schedule that works both with your personal life, business and growth development. And that's usually every Sunday before, you know, around 8 o'clock for me is where I plan out my schedule for the week. And that's going into my Ninja Planner and time blocking all that stuff out. So I know all the things that I can have planned for that week, and that's business and personal. And the best way to reach me is just directly at my cell phone, 425-220-0621.
Perfect. Thank you. Zana, how about you?
All right. Work-life balance is what I am constantly working on and what Debbie keeps reminding me to work on. And I think that some of the keys to doing that is we found, first of all, it's on my scorecard to make sure that I have time for myself where I'm doing activities that are just fun for me, because that's easy for me to give to everyone else and not take the time for myself. So putting it on my scorecard and then planning every week, both my personal time and my work time, is important. And then really one of the keys to me is, and I mentioned it before, is planning the trip. And I don't know why this was the magic ingredient that I needed, but having something to look forward to, and it makes a difference both personally, and then that does carry over to business as well. And for my contact information, my cell phone is the best way to reach me, call or text anytime, area code 509 987-4646.
Terrific. Thank you so much. All right, Lisa, how about you?
So work-life balance is definitely a hard one for me. I'm constantly trying to improve on that and get better. The couple things that have helped is, you know, really being non-negotiable about taking time off and making sure that it's scheduled. Stevie has to constantly check in on me to make sure I'm actually taking time off and has to help me on that a little bit, because I am infamous for working super hard for weeks on end without a break and then burning myself out, and then I suck. So that's the one thing that's been a really big deal, is just making sure it's a non-negotiable thing to take time off. And if anybody wants to get a hold of me, the best way to do that is my cell phone too. And it's 253-455-6769.
Yeah. And I think to kind of put yours in a nutshell is the power of saying no. I try to talk to coaching clients, say, hey, try to say no at least three times a day. It's a powerful word when you put a period at the end of it, or a sentence, if you will. All right, Gina, how about you?
It's something I'm always continuing to work on. What's really important for me are my two teenage boys, and they're quite active. So it's non-negotiable as well. I don't miss games, meets, any of the things that they do. My vacations really are with their tournaments out of town. I get excited about that, even if I'm having to drive, you know, six smelly teenage boys in my car. That's a vacation for me. So I'll take it right now, and it's away from my desk and laundry and everything else. So those are my vacations for the time being. But you know, they're going to be in college in no time. And so I don't want to miss that. So I do schedule showings if I have to show on a weekend, if I can't get my teammate to do it. I'll do that early in the mornings on Saturday when I know my boys are sleeping, if they don't have a game. And I try to get things in around their schedule, but I don't miss out on anything family related.
I love that. What's the best way for people to contact you?
I guess my cell phone, 425-777-0803.
And you know what I'd say, kind of in a nutshell, yours is to say this is, put people on your schedule. Don't go on other people's schedule, because you're the most important person. You can't pour from an empty cup, and you got to take care of your family. So I love that. Jason, how about you?
You know, I would say find the right fit to hire and get help. Like I said earlier, I can't imagine going back to just doing it all myself or not having a strong business model. And so, yeah, the human capital is the hardest part of this business, to find somebody that can be a good representative for us and do things the way we want to do them. You know, I'm a perfection person, so I have a specific way I want things. It's hard to delegate, but I think having systems and setting boundaries and expectations with clients up front is so huge. They respect that professionalism, and with the systems in place, then, you know, I call one of my guys a showing agent right now, and people just love that, right? They love that Jason has a balance. He's with his family. He's recharged on Monday morning, et cetera. And it just, I think it goes to expectations and systems of having that right person. So, that's a big thing. I think is huge.
Find people that you know you can work with, that can work with you, that have that same sense of value towards your clients, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And what's the best way for them to get a hold of you, Jason?
You know, folks can just Google Jason Shutt, Bainbridge Island, Windermere, whatever, and text, email, call, anything. It's easy.
Perfect. All right, David, how about you?
Yeah, really just looking at, I think what your dollar per hour is an interesting exercise.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to say it so I can continue to focus on it, because I think that's important for our business to continue to grow, because I think that's the only way you kind of don't stagnate, is to make sure you're doing what you're really, really good at doing and not doing a lot of other things. And then placing the time with something super productive, or being with your family or whatever, but it all comes down to kind of what your dollar per hour is, and how you can utilize those numbers to grow, I think, and then create balance. right?
Yep. I love it. Yeah. And what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Sells great. 425-890-3318. Emails davidhogan@windermere.com. Whatever.
I love it. And hey, by the way, just for kind of nutshell what you said, I would say, you know, are you busy being busy or are you busy being productive? And I think that goes back to your dollar per hour, right? Are you, what are you doing every hour that's allowing you to be productive versus are you just busy? And we see that happen a lot in this business. So thank you for that. And then I'll just read you the last one here is from Kyle. And he said this, I have to say the Ninja Planner has been huge for my business and my life balance. It helps me stay, it helps to ease my mind and eliminate a lot of the stress. He also said the Sunday planning session. So every Sunday he sits down and does a perfect week planning session where he plans out his week. And that really helps him as well. And if you want to get a hold of Kyle, the best way to get a hold of him is through his cell phone, which is 253-777-9890 or kylefox@windermere.com. You guys, I want to just thank you for doing this today. I really appreciate you taking the time. We're going to wrap this up. You know, Nick, any parting words you have?
I would like to thank this group to come on here. I really appreciate you guys sharing. I think it will mean a lot. I would just challenge the people that are listening to this podcast today. If you're not in a coaching program and you haven't invested in yourself, the first question you got to ask yourself is, are you coachable or not coachable? If you're coachable, invest in yourself, because the return on investment, not only in the results financially, but I also think quality of life, and I think we have great examples here, is do it. Take the risk. We'd love to have you in the program or any program, but these people have taken the step, and these guys have, you have all done exceptionally well, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I will say that as well. And just to kind of wrap up for our listeners, we want to thank you for listening to our podcast. If you want to know more about coaching, you go to windermerecoaching.com. You can also, if you like what we're doing, please share it. Give us a rating. It helps us. And if you have topics you'd like us to talk about or you think you could be on our podcast, reach out to me directly at fanning@windermere.com. And again, I want to thank all of our participants today. You guys, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you guys are busy. You got to get back to your life and your work. And we always end these as we always do by saying, be awesome and help somebody and everybody make it a great day. Thank you. Well, we want to thank you for listening to our Windermere Coaching Minute. We hope you found this content helpful. If you did, please feel free to share it and give us a rating. And we'll always end our podcast by saying, be awesome and help somebody and make it a great day.